This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Buttery nipple.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
Mokarum Injury Lawyers, baby. Hard as hell to say, easy to dial. 281-222-2222. Mokarum Injury Lawyers. If you're ever injured in an accident, you know who to call, baby. 281-222-2222. We are at the Cajun Craven down Pearland Way. Y'all come on through. It's 11th stop. Final stop of the 610 Crawfish Circuit. Glad that we could get this thing back rolling again. We took a couple of breaks since it kind of fell off the... It fell by the wayside during like those COVID days, if you remember those. But glad we could crank this thing back up. We'd love to see you. Well, again, we're at Cajun Craven down Pearland Way.
This men's bathroom line starting to load up.
Yeah, we got to look. Somebody's either blowing up the men's bathroom or they've got it locked from the inside. Now you got a line at the women's. So
I tried to get in that line to start that last break.
But once again, man, look here. When you got a line at the old restroom, that's my kind of place. That means we're drinking beer and eating bugs, baby. Better wash your hands before you touch it, fellas. I'm just gonna tell you that ain't no way to live.
Now be nasty.
The Cajun Craven. 12141 Beamer Road. Come on through and hang out with us. The beer's cold. The bugs are hot. The bugs are boiling. Come on through. Big shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors as well as Bud Light, Budweiser for making it happen. I hadn't had the bugs yet, but there's a lot of them flying around. Everybody I'm making eye contact with says they're phenomenal. So, I'm going to get some after I get this.
Best in Pearland.
Best in Pearland. Well, I'm going to tell you, Pearland, I can't speak for everybody out there, but Pearland does it right now. So they got plastic on the tables that they just roll the paper up and plastic up and throw it away when you get done. So that if that tells you anything, that they know what the hell they're doing. Come on through and hang out with us. Also, make sure you download the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Download the Odyssey app. Make sure you keep us on your hip. Take us everywhere that you go. I don't know. You know, you may be conveniently. You can listen as well as we may give away $20,000 and a round trip to Vegas for four. You never know. We did that this last year. So the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Download that sucker and keep us on your hip. Tyler.
Yes, got sir.
Got that bone to pick with you, man.
Well, go ahead and give it a try. I'll shut you down nice and easy.
I mean, well, no. I mean, turn your attitude off now. I got to try to talk through this thing. We got to talk through this thing.
That's not really possible, but I'll give it a shot. Here we go.
We got to talk. Yes, ain't that the damn truth? That's what my wife tells me.
It's just who I am.
What are we doing betting on Christian Walker, man? Well, what are we doing? What are we doing?
What were you doing, man?
Well, Bub, we've got the hottest man in baseball in Jeremy Pena. I mean, when it comes to having more than 1.5 bases in a baseball game, I don't know if there's anybody in baseball. Maybe Aaron Judge, maybe, I don't know. But hell, I'd take Pena over that because he legs out infield singles. I think he had 2 of them last year. But I mean, you know, and then you look at Paredes. I mean, he's doing more than any third baseman in baseball going to last night. And for some reason, we decide we're going to bet on Christian Walker.
I had a bet on a Paredes home run, so that paid out pretty nice. But yeah, the Walker bet, that sucked.
You didn't offer me that one, you dirty dog.
It didn't make my best bets.
I bet that sucker paid out real nice.
Yeah, it did. It was nice. But
I'm sitting there watching that game last night, hoping like hell Christian Walker does. And he, by the way, gets a single in the 8th. That didn't do me no good. I needed 1.5 bases total. I'm sitting there watching that game, and I'm watching Jeremy Pena and Paredes just chew up bases. I mean, just home runs and legging out singles and getting doubles, and I'm thinking, boy, what? I mean, the writing is on the wall, T. We ought to have a standing bet until you run out. We ought to have a standing bet on Pena.
They've reached that Yordan level. Remember Yordan? Anytime Tyler would see Yordan,
overhead
bases.
I mean, we ought to. I mean,
automatic.
I mean, we ought to just every game, man. I mean, when was the last game he didn't have 2 bases? When was the last game he didn't get the over and 1.5 bases?
You might be onto something. I'll tell you this. I'm done with these Walker bets because I just can't time them right. I mean, obviously, he's had some games, but I haven't hit that bet once.
It's a tough one to time, Tyler, when it's 1 out of every 10 games.
Well, I'm okay with the Walker bet. It's the fact that we're not piling on Jeremy Pena and what came with Paredes. Now, when he hurt his hamstring as an Astros fan, I was like, damn, we lost Paredes. And then I was like, well, damn, I was planning on betting on him the rest of the way.
You make good points. I'm with you. I'll be better.
We lost the Golden Goose. I don't care if it's on your best bet or not. We're going with Jeremy Pena tonight, damn it. I am.
I'm going NBA Finals tonight for best bets.
No Stros?
No, I'm going to go NBA Finals.
Oh, man.
All the way, huh?
Mm-hmm. You can still tell me where it's at. You can still tell me where it's at.
Yeah,
All right. See how it is when you table the attitude and we can just have a little conversation, Tyler? See how productive
it is? I'm coachable, man. I'm coachable.
That's it. That was good stuff. All right, the Texans, real quick, Ron. The Texans, man, there's several places. We have made this point multiple times. There's several spots, and this is why I'm so confident in the Texans, is that there's so many spots where if they just take a step in the right direction, they can be significantly better at about 4 different spots. I don't know what Nick Caley's going to be. I'm going to make sure I preface that in every conversation I have because that ultimately is the wild card here that matters. But there are a lot of positional topics and conversations that we can have where they're going to get better. But I heard D'Amico Ryan's talking about Cade Stover. Mm. And that put me in a spot, Ron, where I was like, you know, the offensive line is obviously glaring and has to get better. That's the number one spot. Nothing's gonna trump that. But I don't know that if we're just talking about one overall position group, other than the offensive line, because there's 5 of them jokers out there, I don't know that there's not a better place for this offense overall to improve. And I don't know that it's fair to expect them to improve at a high level anywhere even remotely close to the tight end position. You got a $12 million tight end that peed down his leg last year.
Boy.
If you can just get – I know I was hard on him in pass protecting and run blocking. Hey, forget it, man. If you can just be an X factor in the pass game, I'll take it. Right? He wasn't that last year.
No, if he could do what he did in the pass game the year before.
Yeah, yeah. And then you look at Nick Caley, the offensive coordinator. As I said, I have no idea what the hell he's going to do as an offensive coordinator, but damn it, he knows tight ends.
That's what he should. What he's coached in New England and with the Rams.
If the tight ends for the Houston Texans aren't mechanically and technically sound, then D'Amico hired the wrong guy.
Yeah. There should definitely be some improvement there. I know he's got a lot on his plate, but there should be an improvement there.
No, again, when you hire Nick Caley, who's been a tight end coach forever, there's going to be some growing pains as an offensive coordinator, but damn it, he knows what a good tight ends coach looks like.
But to the point you're making is D'Amico came over as the head coach, but the Texans linebacker position is
bingo.
It's been good,
great
even though
point.
He's got a lot.
Great point.
The linebackers have been good.
Great point. That is it. And the other part of that is, I don't know how Nick Caley is going to be able to, as I said, design, plays and game plan and adjust and tilt this offense to strength a certain point. I don't know. But damn it, he ought to be able to tilt this offense in a way that the tight end is productive.
It was like you talked about it. The offensive line got a lot of talk because it was just so visual. But the tight ends, as you said all year, was a part of that. But that it was a below average group, man.
Right.
They were a below average group,
below average, and they were very disappointing.
Yes, because there was at least. Maybe you do one of the things good, but they were rough on both on everything they did, and it made it even worse because you have one of the highest paid players in the position.
Right, and here's the deal: you get Brevin Jordan back, so injury took a little bit of toll on him last year. You get Brevin Jordan back, I'm anxious to see where exactly
Stover
he lands.
Year two, and
there's the one I'm the most excited about. Cade Stover's the one that I'm most excited about. One, he got a lot of run in OTAs. When I look at Cade Stover, I think Cade Stover is the brand of quarterback that is going to be the brand of tight end that's going to be, I can put my hand in the dirt and I can get nasty and get physical with folks, and I can also stand up and run routes. And I can and here's what's interesting about that. I don't think the physicality, the want to, the pop, the dog, I don't think that's going to be a problem. With Cade Stover, is he too stiff in his routes? Is he a good route runner or not? What does that look like? Here's D'Amico Ryans talking about Cade Stover and where he sees the most improvement for Cade Stover this offseason.
Cade Stover, he's a guy who I think has grown to time. Just on one small detail for him is just his separation at the top of the routes. So seeing Cade, a second year player, take the steps to get better at the one thing, just his route definition at the top of his route, and seeing him make play after play, like that's what excites me about the offseason. That's why I think it's really important these 8-9 weeks that we have with the players. If you attack it with the right mindset, you can actually get better, enhance your game, and you don't see as big of a jump. And a lot of guys, it really is that first and second year. That's where you see a jump, and that's where I think Cade Stover is taking a jump.
Cade Stover, if Cade Stover can add, good, above average maybe route running to his repertoire, if you will, to his toolbox, Cade Stover's got a chance to be the premier tight end here. And I know people say, oh, well, you just don't like Dalton Schultz. No. Dalton Schultz, I think, has a place. We'll see if he can rebound and be that threat in the pass game and be that kind of dependable target for the quarterback.
Just keep your soft ass out of the conversation.
That's right. That's a great point, JJ. To me, when I look at Cade Stover, there is a real chance this could be an everyday tight end. There's a real chance. And I'm not saying he's going to be great. I'm not saying he's going to be all pro, but he can be a guy you plug in the offense. And if you're in 21 personnel, which is two back, one tight end, two wide receivers, Cade Stover's there. You can go to three wide outs, one back, one tight end. Cade Stover never moves. You never have to substitute. You can go to a heavy package with two or three tight ends. You go to 12 personnel, one back, two tight ends. Cade Stover never leaves. That is a big time substitution benefit that we haven't had here.
I think we always knew it. I think the Texans always knew that the Cade Stover thing was in some ways a bit of a project. He hadn't been playing tight end that long.
Yeah.
And maybe the passing game part was going to take a little bit more time. I think we thought last year, physically, he seems like he can be on the line from a blocking perspective, from a physical perspective, which he did. I think he showed to do that.
Well, he's willing. That's the key. I mean, he's a physical. He's physical by nature, and he's a willing blocker.
Yeah, and I would just say now, especially listening to what D'Amico just had to say, does this mean that he takes now a jump in the passing game?
Yeah.
And now that is a big part of it.
Yeah.
Because it's there. It's there for it's open. I mean, I know Dalton's there, but he can get snaps and make himself somebody that they feel like they got to have on the field.
Well, you can't tell me. Look, I'm going to be honest with you, man. You can't tell me they ain't disgusted with 12 milli.
Oh, yeah.
Cade Stover is going to get every opportunity to be that dude. D'Amico – you can't tell me that D'Amico Ryans isn't disgusted with what Dalton Schultz did last year. And you can't tell me just naturally that he doesn't love what Cade Stover brings to the table. Now, can Cade Stover be good enough?
He just went on and on about
yeah,
it.
Right? Yeah, I mean, well, can Cade legitimately be good enough to get it done? We'll see. We'll see about that. I can't tell. Like, I think Cade's going to be a serviceable tight end here. But for me, I think, is it the high top ones he's wearing?
Who?
Cade Stover.
Oh, I ain't called his kicks.
There's some swag there at practice. Maybe a little oversized jersey with the high top red white and black Jordan 1.
I didn't catch his
kicks. And he moves smooth with it. I can't tell if I just appreciate the get down or does he really bring something a little extra to the table. I got to circle back to you on that. We'll find out. He definitely looks the part. We'll see what Cade Stover. I'm excited about Cade Stover. He may be the best. He may be, I don't know, maybe them two rookie receivers are top of the list, but Cade Stover may be my, like, guy that we don't know who the hell they are. Like, is he just a three?
They clearly expect him to take a jump from year
one
to two.
But I mean, is he a guy that gets 3 or 4 years in the league and then he gets cut because that's the average, you know, career in the NFL? Or is he a guy that takes that next step and can contribute in a big way?
Yeah.
He may be the guy at the top of that list for me. I'm Clint Stern alongside Ron Ugly. We are at the Cajun Craven down Pearland Way. Come on through and hang out with us. T. Meal is back in the studio behind the glass. You're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. Have you boys seen Brock Lesnar? You know who Brock Lesnar is, right?
Yeah, Brock
Lesnar, baby. Stupid question. Have you seen his daughter?
She's a discus thrower or shot put thrower, yeah.
Maya Lesnar.
What?
She just won the NCAA Women's Shot Put National title.
In so many ways, I don't know who the fella is that's going to go and climb that mountain.
Chief.
But in so many ways, I'm staying away.
Hey, have you seen her?
I know. She's gonna beat the hell out of
her. She looks like Brock Lesnar's daughter.
She does.
There's a picture on social media of her literally flexing. I got to put a long sleeve shirt on.
She got to go date a world's strongest man contestant.
The only one.
That's all them cat calls away.
The only woman to throw it 19 meters this season. She threw it once, 19.01, and it won the national title.
Yeah, see it.
Now, I don't know if she threw it more beyond that, but her first throw was the one that won the national title for her.
Yeah, she's cold blooded. I mean, the traps on her.
Yeah.
God almighty.
That platinum blonde hair like daddy? There ain't no doubt you see her, you're like, you could have showed me a picture and said, hey, her daddy's famous. Who is it? I said Brock Lesnar. Ain't no
God, who's got the balls to date her?
Oh, I bet there's plenty that's climbing the mountain.
Clint, come on.
I don't mean like that.
I don't think there is. There is
not Bo been dating anybody?
No, man.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's just the combination of what she's bringing to the table,
Judge,
and what her father's bringing to the table.
She can do better than Judge, though.
I'm walking into that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. He looked like he don't play around about his daughter.
Well, that would be a business. You better be serious.
Hell, Sable might whoop your ass.
You better be serious about this one.
Mom might whoop your ass. Sable might Sable bomb your ass.
Sable, man.
Hey, he pulled her off.
Who was with Sable back in the day?
Mark Merrill.
When Mark Sable, Merrill, back in my day, who was with her?
Mark Merrill.
Sable was coming out in that black dress. Who was she with?
Mark. I don't know how many times you want me to say it, but
I don't think it was.
Okay. Yeah, that's who she was with. She came over there with him. And then she just became a bigger star than he did, and then they got jealous. He got jealous, and then that's how they're...
For that Halloween party, I was Stone Cold Steve Austin, leather jacket, bald head, blue jean shorts, combat boots. I had the whole thing.
It's the combat boots for me.
The lady I was with at the time was Sable.
Oh, she went Sable. Did she just do the handprint on the? Oh,
I don't remember her hands.
Give me a hell yeah!
I'm just saying,
I just said she was Sable.
If you saw Sable, you'll remember hands. She had the handprint bikini when she walked out.
Oh, I thought you meant like her hands. No, I didn't.
She had a handprint bikini.
My mama said, "Get out of this room. Go, get in your room."
That was all Vince McMahon orchestrated. All right, coming up as we continue right here live from the Cage and Craven. Get on out here and get these bugs. There you go. We're having a good time here. Get you some cold beer and some drinks as well and win some prizes. I want you to think about this. Is this a gotta-have-it game for OKC? Is the series over if they lose? Do they have to win for this thing to continue? We'll discuss coming up next.
Live from Cage and Craven on Beamer Road, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back. We are live. Let me hear the people here. There we go. We are live here. There it is. They're deep. Here we go. There we go. We are live here for our final stop. Sad times, but we're going to have a good time and have a party, and that's all right. Y'all can just go ahead and continue to start rolling with us when Football Friday starts. We'll be out every
right around the corner.
There it is. It's coming up. So, but yes, this is our final stop, the 11th stop, and it brings us to Cage and Craven here as we've had a great time here today and throughout this period that we've been doing this the last 11 weeks. Again, we still continue to come with a little extra potential for you to win some prizes, and you can do that coming up in the 4 and 5 o'clock hour. If you have not filled your name out and put it in our raffle box, you can still do so and have a chance to win in the 4 and 5 o'clock hours. All right, Tyler said he was. Did you say you going best bets tonight? As Tyler is trying to continue a good streak, you still got a chance to get into.
It's not a good streak anymore, bro. I went 0 for 6 last night.
Well.
Oh, now I understand. You went 0 for 6? Now I understand the attitude,
Tyler.
Tyler,
you
I'm
did
sorry.
Not.
I
you went 0 for 6?
I apologize.
I missed that.
Oh, for my. 6.
Oh,
I don't
my.
Even know what to do at this point, man.
I don't need. I mean, just do you take the night off? I mean, good God. No, you don't.
No,
I mean, Tyler
no, no, no.
You went 0 for 6?
Yes, dude. And I would have had at least one if Hader wouldn't have let that homer go in the ninth.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
gosh.
Wow.
Back
he almost let a second bomb go in that.
Seven for 22 on the week and two offers on Monday and Thursday. My God. This is 2 weeks now.
It's a nightmare, dude.
I feel bad for the bone I had to pick. I did not realize that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it kind of kicked me while I was down there, Dirty.
Yeah, you're
all
right. You're right. Should have left it alone. I'm better than that.
You poured salt in the old wound, didn't you?
Wow. Okay.
However, Pena tonight.
So now we see why he said he's making the complete switch to NBA Finals tonight. He's been moving away from this
baseball
thing.
It all makes sense now.
It all makes sense. He's moving away. And by the way, because we'll have his best bets in –
or
hey,
just
you
bets.
Do what you will,
just
guys.
Call it bets.
Maybe you fade his ass. Maybe you go. Maybe you go.
That seriously could be the move tonight, or the strategy.
That might be the play right now.
Bet that opposite, baby.
What is?
It's a fade.
Fade, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Go the opposite. But no, he's going NBA Finals, so that'll be interesting to see what he's got on the docket tonight. I don't even think you could get them all to get in the green at this point.
Nope.
But anyway,
it's impossible.
It's impossible. We'll see what he has. But it is game four. The Pacers, I would say surprisingly, based off what people thought coming into this series, is they were minus 700, one of the biggest favorites we've seen in the finals in the last 25 years. It's got to be a surprise right now.
You mean dog, right?
Dog, that we've ever seen. But it's got – no, OKC's the favorite. Yeah.
I thought you said Pacers.
Did I? I thought I said it. Anyway, OKC, one of the biggest favorites we've seen in 25 years. For them to be down in the series 2-1, I think most people are surprised by this, including bettors there. But, Clint, is this a – and you all can answer 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Is this a gotta-have game? Is this a gotta-have game, meaning like the series is over? The series is over if they don't win this game.
No. No, it's not. But I think
they go down 3-1, and we know only one team, the great LeBron James, led Cleveland Cavs in 2016. Don't you shake your head. They're the only team to come back from 3-1.
That tells you it's doable. The damn Cavs did it.
Okay, it's doable. Only one team's ever done it, but yeah, it's doable.
Yeah, I think it depends on what it looks like, bro. Like you made the point yesterday. Like
they're grabbing their shorts.
Yes, this is the game. We're gonna know like. And obviously, going up 3-1 would be huge. But if this is a game where the Oklahoma City Thunder are blown in the fourth quarter. It's game four. It's on the road. You've now had the Pacers. Not only have you to play three games, you're down 2-1. If all of a sudden, you know, that tempo and the pace in which the Pacers play becomes an obvious issue for you as a team, you are cooked. You're done.
It was clearly an issue in game three.
Yes. If it's an issue in game four, forget about it. I think if this is a hell of a game and the tempo and pace is never an issue and it's just a matter of, let's say, the Pacers make another crazy
run
in the fourth quarter,
goes up.
Then I think OKC, as good as they are, still has a shot. So to me, it matters what OKC looks like. Is it just a game where OKC loses, or is it a game that OKC loses because of the tempo and the pace that the Pacers play with, and they impose their will on another organization with the MVP?
No, that's fair, because the Pacers, it's not just game from one game to another. It is they're betting the longer the series goes on that their pace tires you out.
Yeah.
And we've seen them do it. Black Greg coming in saying Thunder got to have it. They don't have enough gas in the tank to run off three wins in a row. It's a must-win for both teams, someone texted. Okay, all right. That's a thought. I would say I think OKC still has the better team, so I wouldn't say it's got to have it. It's bleak. Like, I still think they're the better team, so I
I'm not ready to say if they go down 3-1, they can't win three in a row. I'm not ready. It doesn't feel that way.
Can they get it back even?
Yeah, like to me, I would think, can they get game five and then can they win it on the road at Indy and then game seven? Anything can happen.
Yeah.
I just, like most teams, I was the vast majority of teams, when you look at it and they go down 3-1, you're like, yeah, that probably, because usually a team that goes down 3-1, the better team is up 3-1.
Right.
Right? Like, But I still think OKC is the better team. So I wouldn't just automatically say this thing is over. But it's bleak. I cannot wait. And I don't know if Tyler will put any kind of bets on that. I am really intrigued to see what that number is, point total for Shea. For SGA, I'm really intrigued.
That's one of my best moves.
I'm really intrigued to see what that number is. Because I do think, Clint, he's going to come out ultra-aggressive. Like, I do think we've watched all year him get to 30, 31 points just easier than anybody I've seen in a long time. And I would imagine now they gave him problems. I mean, he had 20 shots in the last game, and they gave him problems. I feel like he's going to be north of 30 in this thing. I bet you it's what is it at, like 33? What's his point total at?
Nailed it, 33 and a hook, 33 and a half.
God.
I feel like he's going to. That's the first game they've ever really slowed him down.
I'm on that over.
He would go 38, 34, and then 24, 24.
Yeah, 24, clearly tired. Now, if he's whipped, if he looks like that, then yeah, that's a problem. But no, I don't look at this and say they are toast. Right? I didn't feel the Celtics were done when they got down 3-1 until Tatum popped it. Like, when they were in that game, they were losing it. Until Tatum popped the Achilles, I thought, well,
could they
beat them three in a row? Yeah, they're just –
because they're the better team. Yeah.
Yeah, they're the better team, right? So, we'll see on that thing right here as the Pacers look to try to take a commanding lead on the Thunder tonight and try to go up 3-1. We'll see what these bets are for Tyler, and hopefully it goes – in a better place. We're hearing some quick news, quick, fast-paced news happening here where it could be the biggest decision the Rockets make here in the offseason. Kevin Durant news. You don't want to miss what the number one guy in terms when it comes to insiders in the NBA has to say about how quickly this Kevin Durant move can be made. That's coming up next.
Live from Cage and Craven on Beamer Road. It's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Budweiser. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, here we go as we are live here. Cajun Craven, there we go. There you go. Final stop here on our Crawfish Tour. I did want to get to, hey, my man behind the bar.
Our guy, Clint.
We gotta get to this tease. Yeah,
what sounded like Clint tripped again or something?
You,
what the hell was that?
Damn it, Clint!
I swear I didn't fall out of my chair. That was audio. That was not me. Last time I got the boss called on me at a live remote.
Did you? Oh man, I'm. No,
it was an email actually. The boss luckily was standing right next to me. He knew what happened.
But, oh okay.
So that was audio, by the way. It was not the table falling
go.
Again.
There we go. Before we get to the KD news. Didn't want to pass it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So long to you. Isak Paredes is, according to Joe Espada, apparently getting an MRI right now. So
it's not ideal.
Happening now. Yeah, probably not. Happening now, and I really feel... No, I don't feel bad. I was going to say I feel like an a-hole for saying what I'm thinking, but what I'm thinking is, who is looking at this MRI? Who's looking at this imaging?
Yeah.
It's a very question to be wondering right now.
I'm dead serious, because I don't know that I trust. I mean, somebody did not see the most important player on the team's broken hand and let him keep...
Until it was 60% healed.
Yeah, and let him continue to swing with a broken hand. Taking a look at this imaging.
I thought you were going to tell me that Espada said he's day to day, but he's getting a second opinion. Like he was legitimately day to day. Now look,
that's why Paredes wouldn't let any of them talk to him.
I'll talk to somebody else. I don't even want to talk to you about injury at the time, right? Because y'all will ruin it. Yeah, look. Here's the deal, man. This is the one time that in baseball, I know I give people a hard time all the time for the it's a long season crowd. Like, this is the one time it's a long season, man. It's June. It's a long season. Get that hamstring right. Get it all the way right. I hate that this happened. I mean, obviously for me as an Astros fan, but I hate that this happened for Paredes, man.
No,
he was having a monster year, man. I did not cover Paredes before. I know he's been an all-star. I don't know that he's ever been in the, hey, man, this guy, when it comes to RBIs, when it comes to, would you say, on-base percentage, when it comes to the number of pitches that he's seeing at the plate, like, he's the best in the league at that position. I don't know that he's ever been there. So, I hate it for him that he had this injury, man, because it derailed, at least for the time being, it derailed, a hell of a season that he had rolling.
Oh, yeah, it's tough. So at any point when we get more information on that, if they hear anything, if they see anything on the imaging, however accurate it will be, we'll report whatever it is that we're told.
Yeah.
We'll see what's happening, but he is getting an MRI.
Paredes
right
is smart to go get that second opinion, and he'll be smart if he pulls a Lance McCullers, Alex Bregman, and gives his own injury report.
Attacks it himself.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, it's a grade whatever hamstring, and I'll be working with the trainers, and y'all meet me right here next Monday. I'll let you know how the progress is coming.
Yep, I'll be working with the trainers and also some outside trainers that I may have as well. All right, so that is the latest there. All right, Sham Sharania, who is the number one NBA insider since Woj has decided to shut it down, he was on Pat McAfee today, and he had some interesting things to say, especially timing-wise, for the Kevin Durant fiasco or trade situation, right? We understand it's clear he is going to move. The Suns want to move him. He wants to get moved. It looks like it is going to happen. This is the latest update on the Kevin Durant situation.
You said a week. I think it could be even sooner than that.
What?
I think there's some motivation with some teams, potentially even sooner than 7 days. You know, maybe in the next few days, we could get some Kevin Durant trade action. There is some serious traction on conversations, on trade scenarios with the Suns. They've had about 6 to 8 teams reach out. There's been interest. There's been some offers. There's been some negotiations. But really, in the last 24, 48 hours, I'm told the focus of the Suns conversation has been on a few of the teams. And here they are. The Houston Rockets, the Miami Heat, and the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'm told those are the three teams.
Yeah, man. Clint, it feels like we could come in here Monday and there could be a decision on Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant could be a Houston Rocket before the damn finals is over.
Oh, yeah.
Is the way that he put that out and made that seem like. We said the next couple of days, he said, clearly there has been communication from teams. And I think the one big thing that we can clearly see, no matter how people feel about it, if you're for the move, if you're against it, we've heard other teams. We've heard the Spurs being a part of this. We've heard the Knicks being a part of this. We've heard other teams. Right now, he said the focus has been on the Rockets, Heat, and Timberwolves. Clint, that clearly means that Tillman Fertitta, because this is a Tillman Fertitta sign-off, Tillman Fertitta, Raphael Stone, Ime Udoka, they are clearly interested in him. This isn't just don't do this. The Rockets are interested and believe that Kevin Durant, with the right deal, could be a key piece for them.
Yeah, and rightfully so, man. Since I've been on these airwaves, I've been talking about get 2 through 7, 2 through 8 right, and let's put ourselves in a position where you can make a move in the offseason for whatever superstars are available, because every year you don't know which one's going to be available. It's just becoming more common for several to be available. Here we are. I think it's fair to say we've got 2 through 8. We've got a solid group that we really, really like. And the superstar that's available and attainable is Kevin Durant, man. So as a Rockets fan, I'm stoked about it. I'm here for it. I personally love the short-term aspect of it, the fact that he's a little bit older. He's exactly what you need from a shooter's perspective, from a get-a-bucket perspective, from the ability to be the leading scorer in every single game and do it consistently throughout the season, and average high 20s throughout a season. That is exactly what the Rockets need. And if Kevin Durant doesn't work out, if the age is an issue, if an injury is an issue, you're not tied to him for 6 or 8 years. It's just boom, you're in and out. And hopefully, while he's here, you can make a run at a title. So I love it, man. I love the Rockets are in it. You know, like you said, it's a Tillman Fertitta deal because he's got to sign off on, what is that, 37 a year? Something like, what is it? Is it that much or more than that?
It may be 50. Maybe
it is now?
It could be for 2 years. It could be up into the...
Oh, for two. I thought I saw somewhere where this year it would hit him for 37. Was that him I was talking about?
No, I think it may be somebody else. I think his number was 54, I think.
For 1 year?
Yeah, I think...
Who was I thinking about?
I'm not sure who you were thinking about. I think his number was 54. They may try to work something else new.
Yeah, well, I mean, whatever
but
it
the
is.
Money
I mean,
is that
it's clearly a Tillman Fertitta sign-off, and they can handle it. So.
Yeah, they can handle it. By the way, so with that, a lot of these trade machine have been out where they, you know, with all of this, you know, the second apron, the bird rules, whatever, there's so many different things that go into how trades can be made. They have these trade machines that put out trades that make sense, because in the NBA, you got to match money. You got to match, and money could be draft picks and so many different things,
right,
and try to stay to make the thing work. The trade machine spit out a potential trade for the Rockets and the Suns in the Kevin Durant thing. Not sure what they're talking about, but here is the machine, the trade that the trade machine pushed out, Clint. And I wonder if people would be a go on this one. Because this may be a little hard. Now, you got to give up some. Here it is. The Rockets would, of course, get Kevin Durant. The Suns in this would get Dylan Brooks, Jabari Smith, Reed Shepard, Jock Landale, and the 2027 first-round pick, which is the Suns. Originally the Suns' first round pick. So it would be Dylan Brooks, Jabari Smith, Reed Shepard, Jock Landale, which is an expiring contract that they would just move off from, and then that first round pick.
Would you make that move for Durant? Is that too much?
No.
Is it Smith and Reed Shepard too much? Reed Shepard, you just drafted number three in the draft. Is it too much?
We needed shooting. We needed shooting desperately, and Reed Shepard couldn't get on the damn floor. I'm not worried about Reed Shepard. I hate losing Jabari, and I'll be honest with you, I think Dylan Brooks is a game changer.
I think, is the tough one for most people.
It ain't tough for me. I mean, if he couldn't get on the floor in desperate situations this year, I'm willing to take that gamble. Jabari hurts for me. Jabari hurts, and I'll be honest, I think Dylan is a tone setter for your defense, and that's who your identity is.
I could walk Tari Eason right up in there.
I'd put Jalen Green in there for any of those, and I'd be good to go.
You're talking about the defensive tone setter.
So that those are going to hurt. I'd be willing to take the risk with Reed Shepard. I'm punching that button right now.
Because you're right. In that, you would keep Şengün and Jalen. Green, a super six man. That's what I would bring his ass off the bench at that point. But to me, would that be one you would do? And that could be a scenario. That is a scenario, Clint, that the money works with what Durant will give. And I would think the Suns will want more picks. But you could look at it and say, hey, Reed Shepard was the third overall pick last year. That's a pick. And Jabari Smith was the second or third pick a couple years ago. That's doing the same thing. Yeah, so someone texted in, Shepard is a bust. Do the trade. I don't know that we know if Shepard's a bust.
I don't know what he is or he isn't.
I know he's going to summer league again.
If he was just a dead-eye, surefire shooter, his ass would have been on the floor this year.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, he'd have been on the floor in the playoffs. They'd have damn sure found a way down the stretch when it was slim picking. Yeah, absolutely.
No, I'm with you on that.
No.
All right, a little 5 o'clock fire. By the way, again, we're going to hook somebody up as soon as this segment ends. If you have not signed your name, you might want to do so to win $25 to Academy Sports and Outdoors. But a little 5 o'clock fire coming up. We'll catch you up with the latest on the injury situation. Chaz McCormick, there's a new report on him. We'll let you know about that. Get you ready for the finals and the U.S. Open, where they are. Some big names potentially may miss the cut. We'll have all of that as we continue right here live on The Drive.